Time to check in with the MCCSC. It's Jeff Henderson from the North Side. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Keith. Doing great. Thank you.
Have you put your hat and gown back on the hanger for another 364 days?
We have. We have. Felt really good about our ceremony. It was a wonderful opportunity to get to celebrate with kids this year on our own campus, and felt like we were really able to create a uniquely North experience by having it here and a little bit more intimate atmosphere. So we're really happy with how that turned out.
I saw some of the pictures on social media about how the closed-circuit TV went. Looked like it was big screen, comfy chairs, color TV, air conditioning. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, it was great. We had a group of kids put together a proposal for us. Actually, Andrew Torbenson, one of our juniors, put together a proposal for me early in the year when I was asking him about live broadcasting events that we host at North from time to time. Like, we occasionally have the League of Women Voters in for debates, and it would be nice to be able to, you know, broadcast those events for those folks in the community that can't actually make it out and see them. So we had started putting together a plan, and then when we decided that we were going to do commencement here, we decided in consultation with Dr. DeMuth that we wanted to have overflow seating in the auditorium, so we kind of expanded that project a little bit, and Andrew put together a real nice proposal for the equipment necessary to make that happen, and so we were able to pull that off. It turned out really nice. He and a couple of his buddies manned the cameras and really produced that live stream for us here at North, and we ended up with some extra seats in the main gym with folks that didn't show up for commencement, and we offered the opportunity for those that were in the auditorium to come over to the main gym and watch the ceremony live, and they said, why would we move? We have a better view right here, close-up pictures and comfy chairs.
Well, so that's great, too, because then people who couldn't perhaps travel the far distances could still watch it on the Internet, and that's a really cool thing about technology these days. Sometimes we bemoan all the headaches, but sometimes we forget about the positivity that goes with it as well.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was nice to see the kids put together that plan and have it come to fruition so nicely.
We're talking with Jeff Henderson, who's the principal of Bloomington North High School. Jeff, brag a little bit about some of your graduates and what about them and their successes.
Well, you know, Keith, I think it's always fun to reflect back on the things that a class does. And you know, this year we had 63 seniors who at the end of the year were members in good standing in National Honor Society. That not only includes, you know, maintaining the appropriate grade point average, but also there's a commitment to community service hours that those students have to perform throughout their 4 years to remain members in good standing. So, you know, the effort that they put into giving back to the community is outstanding. You know, the class earned over $2.3 million worth of academic scholarships, and that's just those that are being accepted. That doesn't count the amounts that were turned down from colleges that they chose not to attend. So, you know, some real nice academic awards there. We had 5 kids with National Merit Commendation. We had 5 kids that were National Merit Finalists. We had 43 students who graduated as principal scholars. Those are students who maintained a cumulative grade point average higher than 4.0 throughout their 4 years. You know, the Habitat for Humanity chapter just keeps chugging along. They're about ready to build their 15th house in 15 years. You know, no other high school chapter in the world has accomplished that. So, you know, those are some really awesome things. Kids got involved with Bloomington High School South's Riley Children's Hospital
Dance Marathon
program.
Right.
Our kids, were invited by the folks from South to help participate in that, and together they collaboratively raised a record amount of money. So wonderful to see, that collaboration exist between students across town. And, those kids are phenomenal young people. I think teenagers get a bad rap in the community a lot of times, but I'll tell you what, I see high school age kids giving back to their community far more than I see most adults I know, so it's pretty amazing.
Jeff, I was there, and it was my absolute pleasure to be a part of your graduation ceremony, but what really, really hit me right between the eyes was the senior gift.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the senior class officers approached the administration and said, you know, we've raised quite a bit of money throughout the course of our 4 years. We have a pretty significant balance in our class fund. you know, things like benches and carpet and trees are nice, but you know, we really want to make an impact on the community, not on the building. And so they came up with the idea to establish a fund, and donated $5,000 to establish a fund to help out those students who are experiencing financial difficulties throughout the course of their high school career. You know, maybe they experience a fire in the home and need clothing, or you know, maybe they have qualified for some type of special trip but are unable to afford that. And so this fund is set aside, you know, by the class to really give back to future generations of students. So really amazing sense of generosity and global conscience displayed by this graduating class.
Again, we're talking with Jeff Henderson, who's the principal of Bloomington North High School. And Jeff, we didn't talk about this before we went on the air, but not only are you losing students as they move on to college and other priorities in their life, but you have some retirees that have been great contributors to Bloomington North.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had four members of our science department retire this year. We had three English teachers, two at the semester and one at the conclusion of the year, and we had a special educator that retired as well. So pretty significant loss, lots of years of experience
right
there, and some wonderfully caring individuals who really are dedicated to doing what's in the best interest of kids. And as you know, that's what this field is all about. They will be sadly missed, but certainly wish all of them the absolute best as they move on to that next phase of their life and realize that they're going to get to function without answering to class bells for the first time in their lives.
Just alarm bells.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. And most of them said they were looking forward to not having an early alarm more
right
than anything.
Hey, Jeff, what's that noise we hear right now? It sounds like no students in the hallways.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet around here right now, with the exception of a couple things we've got going on. We're preparing, obviously, for our one-to-one initiative to start next year at the high school level.
What's that?
We're distributing a Windows 8.1 convertible tablet to every student starting mm-hmm at the beginning of the school year. We distributed those devices to teachers back in the beginning of April. So basically what we're doing this summer is we are training a special group of students to participate in a program we're referring to as CRAM, or Computer Repair and Maintenance. So today is the first day for a group of students who are going to be manning a Computer Repair and Maintenance Center in the building, providing support for both students and teachers in repairing devices, troubleshooting, providing assistance in classrooms. So that training for those kids starts today.
And those kids will get a certification out of that they can use the rest of their life.
Yeah, they will.
That's pretty
neat. The
goal
for them is to earn the Microsoft A-plus certification at the conclusion of their involvement.
I've never had an A-plus in anything, Jeff.
Yeah. So, and then we're training some teachers. We've got Canvas training going on. Canvas mm-hmm is a learning management system. It's used by IU. It's used by all but one of the Ivy League colleges. Mm-hmm. Market share is growing hand over fist in the K-12 segment as well. It's similar to a program like Blackboard or
right
OnCourse. It's for online content management, delivery of instructions and resources via technology. So that goes right along hand in hand with you know, the deployment of these devices. So we've got 3 days of training taking place in the building for teachers for that. So lots of preparation for next year starts, you know, immediately after school ends.
Fixing the tennis courts?
Yeah, actually pretty excited about that. We are doing a couple of facilities projects over the course of the summer. We are resurfacing all of the tennis courts, putting in new nets, which is long overdue. We got some cracking and some issues out there, fixing some drainage around the tennis courts that hopefully will assist in preventing that from occurring so quickly in the future. Obviously, tennis courts in Indiana with freezing and thawing are subject to, you know, expansion and contraction, and moisture retention in those areas can cause cracking and difficulties with the surface. So we're looking forward to getting that taken care of. In addition, we're doing a new retention wall behind the bleachers at the baseball diamond. We've got some erosion taking place there around that area, so we've got a new retention wall going in there. So those are a couple of the major facilities projects we've got going on this summer.
That's it?
Yeah, you know, it's
when do you
fun
get your time off?
Well, hopefully in July I'll get away for a couple of weeks
and
get a little time away with the family. So we're looking forward to that.
Yep, and you've got track and field this weekend to pay attention to as
well. Yeah, Friday and Saturday. So
right here in town, almost a home game. You guys had a busy week. You had graduation. You had baseball going on. You had all kinds of stuff happening over there.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know,
we wouldn't have it any other way.
No, it's, you know, it's great to get the chance to see kids in a variety of ways that they find success. So, you know, between academics and athletics and extracurricular and fine and performing arts, I think that you know, North has an incredibly rounded set of opportunities for kids. And you know, we had speaking of academic successes, you know, we had 43 kids that graduated as principal scholars. You know, all of those kids graduated with a cumulative grade point average higher than 4.0 after 4 years.
Hey, how about that number 10 ranking?
Yeah, that's really, really a nice feather in our cap over here for our kids and for our teachers, really the community as a whole. U.S. News and World Reports does a best high schools ranking in every state, and it's really a three-step process. You know, first they look at which school students are performing better statistically than expected for the students in their state. So they look at reading and math results for all students on each state's high school proficiency test, and then they factor in the percentage of economically disadvantaged students who tend to score lower that are enrolled at those schools. And then step two, for those schools that pass step one, then they look at whether or not disadvantaged students, so black, Hispanic, and low-income students who have traditionally nationally underperformed, if they are outperforming disadvantaged students in the state. So they compare those math and reading proficiency rates for disadvantaged students with the statewide results. And if they pass that, if the school passes that, then you move on to step three. And step three really looks at college readiness for performance. So for us, they look at the number of students participating in advanced placement courses and tests, and then how well those students score on those tests. So it's really a nice broad look at how we're you know, providing supports across the spectrum for all students. So we're really proud of that.
And that's a fantastic achievement, and as you mentioned, across the board, just a great school year, and thanks for helping us put that all in perspective this morning. Please get some enjoy your time off as well, because before you know it, that canvas is going to be up and humming, and you'll be cramming tablets and everybody else, and the next school year will start. Jeff, we appreciate your time as always.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day.